Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Tzadik Dalet, 5 lines on the bottom of Daf Tzadik Gimel Bei is at the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah begins, Hamicha Peris L'Chaveri, HaReza Mekabel Lov, Reva Tenefis L'Sa, that if Reuven sells grain to Shimon, then Shimon cannot claim that there's a Mekach Tois, even if there's a quarter of a Kav of impurities for every Sa, and we know that a Sa has 6 Kav, and a quarter of a Kav is therefore 1/24th of a Sa, or about 4%, and as long as there's not more than 4% of impurities, then the sale would be valid. And Rashbam explained this Tam Tvua Da'akaliyas Ba'revit Tanaifis, as the standard is that grain has about a quarter of a kav of Tanaifis, Avayasim Revaloi, but the buyer wouldn't accept more than a Reva Kav for every saw. Can a Mefarish type of Gemara, as the Gemara will explain, Imishum Dina, as this could be based on a din, Imishum Knasa, or it could be based on a Knas. And the Mishnah continues to Einim that if Reuven sells figs to Shimon, Mekabalob Esim Tulois Lamea, and even if there is a percentage of figs that are wormy, then Shimon would accept the sale, and the Mishnah tells us that that percentage would be 10 for every 100, and this would be a ratio of 10%, and as Rashbam states, and the same would apply even if it's not 10 to 100, but 1 to every 10, and the main point is that it's a ratio of 10%, and similarly in the ratio, even though the Mishnah stated that we're talking about a quarter of a kav for every saw, but it would be based on a ratio of 1/24th, as we explained, and the Mishnah continues, Matav Shil Yayim, Mekabel of Esekreses Lamea, that Reuven sells Shimon a wine cellar, and there are a lot of barrels of wine in the cellar, then once again, Shimon would accept upon himself 10 barrels of wine that is spoiling for every 100 barrels of wine, and once again, that would be a ratio of 10%, and the Mefarshim explained that we're talking about barrels of wine that still taste like wine, but they already started smelling like wine vinegar. And finally, the Mishnah teaches us, Kankanim Besharain, Mekabel of Esekreses Lamea, that if Reuven sells barrels or kegs out of the area called Sharein, then if Shimon bought 100 kegs, and even if 10 of them are a bit ruined, then that would be still considered a valid sale. And Rashbam explains, Pitasais Kadim Royim, that the bad pitchers, and the Gemara will explain exactly what type of pitchers we're referring to. The Dva points out, Hodetran Esim Aslias Lameo, or Asar Pitasais Lameo, Mishum Da Kafi Shem Te'inim, Vishem Kankanim Aleim, as these still considered figs, and they're still considered barrels, the Chazal Musayuk Sas, and they're still Roy to be used, however, we're coming to exclude that if they wouldn't be chazir at all, the loy mekabele afilu chad, then the buyer would not even accept even one. The esalameya denakat who adin lefichaj benzeh kishalakech yisay pachos. And as we explained in the last three cases of the Mishnah, it would be based on a ratio of 1 to 10 or 10%. Keep in mind that the Mefarshim explained that although our Mishnah gives precise measurements and precise amounts and gives us exact ratios, however, the Mishnah was specifically talking in specific mekaymos and in those times as to what the customs were. However, nowadays we would have to determine the amount that people will accept based on the place where you are and based on the minhag hamakom. And prior to beginning the Gemara, let us remember that the Mishnah stated Hamicha Peris L'Chaveri HaReza Mekabel of Reva Tenefis L'Sa, and we explained that the word Peris in Eresha refers to grains, and Reuven sold grain to Shimon, and he's Mekabel a quarter of a kav for every sa, and we said that that's 1/24th or approximately 4%. When we explained the word tunaifis, we teach it as impurities, and the Gemara will now explain exactly what that means. And Tani Rav Katina, and Rav Katina brought a brisa, and when our Mishnah mentioned Reva tunaifis l'sa, it really refers to Reva kidneys l'sa, that even if there would be a quarter of a kav of beans that are in the sa, then that would be acceptable. And the reason is because in those times, they used to plant beans, and they used to plant lentils right next to grain, and therefore some lentils would get mixed up with the grain, and therefore it was understood that even if a buyer receives some lentils together with his grain, then that's acceptable, and it's not considered a mekach tois. Rashbam points out, Tani Rav Katina, HaRovi Tenefis Demasisin Laba Freiris Mairi, that when the Mishnah mentioned Rovi Tenefis Asa, it does not allow the seller to have dirt included in the sale of grain. As Rashbam states, that Freiris Rovi Le Machal Inish, as a buyer would not be Michal a quarter of a kav of dirt and of soil, of a Rovi Kitnias Asa Sheltua, and it's referring to a quarter of a kav of beans or lentils. And the Gemara continues about Freiris Loi, that L'chira according to this brisa, it would come out that if there would be any dirt in the amount of Tvua, then it would not be acceptable, and it would be a Mekach Tois. But the Gemara continues and asks, V'omer Rav Bachia Katisva Mishmei Du Rabba, or some Agaris, V'omer Rav Bachia Katisva Mishmei Du Rav, Habayir Tzura Migrena Shechaveroi, and if Shimon goes and collects dirt and collects stones from Reuven's pile of grain, and we continue on Datzadet Dalam and Aleph, Nois Leid Mechitin, then Shimon is responsible to pay Reuven grain for the value of those stones as if it would be wheat. And the reason is because if Reuven wanted to sell this pile of grain, he would not have to remove the dirt or these stones. He could have sold the wheat together with these stones to a third party, and therefore Shimon is causing a loss to Reuven by removing these stones. And clearly we see from here that when Reuven sells grain to Shimon, and not only would Shimon accept upon himself to take some kitnius, but he would also understand that some dirt and some rocks may be included with the wheat. And how could Rav Katina bring a brisa that Reva kitnius asah and not afreris? The Gemara continues and answers, kitnius Reva afreris pachas mireva. In a chanami, when Rav Katina brought this brisa that Reva kitnius asah, he's explaining that our Mishnah only meant that when someone includes beans and includes kitnius together with the sale of grain, then even if it would be a quarter of a kav per sah, then that would be acceptable. However, if he included rocks or stones or dirt, then although it would be acceptable, but he would not be able to include a quarter of a kav, and it must be less than a quarter of a kav in order for that to be acceptable and not be considered a mekach tois. And Rashbam states, kitnius mekabel of reva k'detani rav katina, aval afreiris pachas mireva mashuhu de mekabel, aval reva afreiris k'yesim reva b'kitnius v'lei mekabel, that would not be acceptable to a buyer. Before we continue, let us point out that the Rashbam in the second of the wide lines at the top of the Amid states, aval lachsev la'arev eini yachol, that after Shimon removes the stones from Reuven's tefuah, Reuven cannot go and place the stones back inside the tefuah, and then we would say no harm, no foul, and Shimon would not be chayiv to pay Reuven the hashto isa ablo b'idayim, and certainly Reuven would not be able to put the stones back into the tefuah, as he's now going and cheating a person b'idayim, and that's not acceptable. And ksiv, and as the pasuk states, le'sasu avol v'gam lekech le'machol el mashin sa'ar ma'atzma ima tefuah ba'koch shel moichah. Certainly a buyer is only moichol what got mixed up with the tefuah at the time that he picked the tefuah, and it wasn't placed there by the seller. And certainly a buyer understands that there will be some impurities that he buys together with the tefuah, but certainly he doesn't want the actual seller to go and add impurities into what he's buying. And therefore the Rashbam explains that when Rabbi Achia Katisva said over the name of Rabbi or the name of Rav, that a Beir Yitzra Megrein Shechavera Yinoisle Demei Chitin, that is because when Shimon is Beir Yitzra Umash Lechutz Hezit B'Yadayim Hu, that's considered Hezit B'Yadayim to Reuven, Sha'itin Sreyus Ha'yishavim like Kamei Chitin, as that rock was shava and was valued just like wheat. Rashbam continued, V'inami lechashvin lehezek gamod mikol mokom hegufa einu shavim klum. And even if you're going to want to tell me that it's not considered mamish a hezek gamor, because you can't say that a stone is valued exactly like wheat. However, lechayev mir mishum dina degami, still Shimon will be chayev based on dina degami. Kagoyin aser shter hisu shachaveri v'makadosh bekerem v'azurei klayim besad chaveri. But he shaita kagozle miyad m'moinoi afal pishein nicker, even though it's not nicker. We pass in the Masechtas Baba Kamma, like Rameo, the Don Din Nagami, and Rashbam continues that although Grum Ben Zaken we know is Pata, Hayin Kugoyin Shalech Sveir Biat Chereshet Fekotin Shehezik Nicker Aval Ina Isay Sveidayim El Gurim Achshav Shiyove Hezik Memel Lachazman Aval Din Nagami Bidayim Humazik El Shaina Hezik Nicker Ayin Sham. And Ayin the top thesis that points out Perish Rivam the Hayinu Krab Shimon, that our Gemara is going like the Shita Rab Shimon, Omer who taught us in Masechtas Baba Kamma Dat Sadeches that Dovah Gurim. However, Taisa continues Ulurinera that our sugya could even be going lefid chachamim that dava ha'goyim l'mamin is lav k'mamin dami, but we could be mechalik between our sugya and the sugya mesechtas baba kamma ayin and taisvis. The Gemara continues that you just wanted to make a chiluk between afreiris and kitnius, and the Gemara now is afreiris reveloi. Are you telling me that if you have soil that's mixed together with chitin, then the buyer would not accept a quarter of a kav per saw? V'atanya, but we learned in the brisa hamecha peris chaveri Reuven sells various types of grain to Shimon, then chitim mekabel of reva kitnius l'saw, then if he sold them wheat, then he accepts upon himself a quarter of a kav of kitnius per saw, sa'irim mekabel of reva nishavis l'saw, and if he sells them barley, then he accepts upon himself a quarter of a kav of straw per saw, and adoshim mekabel of reva afreiris l'saw, and Reuven sells lentils to Shimon, then Shimon accepts upon himself to even take a quarter of a kav of soil per saw. Gemara's havmina is, my lav hu adin l'chitim l'saw, that even though the Mbraisa speaks about dirt when it speaks about lentils, but the Maisa doesn't mean to exclude that din, but the Gei Chitin and Sarin, and really all the dinim of the Braisa would be the same, and the Gemara is just talking about the usual scenario, as usually by Chitim you have lentils that are mixed in with Chitin, usually by Sarim you have straw that's mixed in with Sarim, and usually dirt and soil gets mixed in with lentils, and therefore the Gemara speaks about normal scenarios, but each of these dinim would apply to the other, and therefore it would seem from this Braisa that a seller would even accept a quarter of a kav kav of soil together with wheat and together with barley. And the chayyur is against the teretz that we gave for the brisa that Rav Katina brought. And Ayin Rashbam who points out kidneys urchi legadol bechitin nishayvus b'sa'irin and afreirus b'adoshim. And because this was urchi the milsa, therefore as the Gemara stated, my love who adin lechitin usarin. And Rashbam states the mekabel of reiv afreirus v'haydik tani lo gabi adoshim urchi the milsa tani shemini tenayfus halalu mitzuyin zebekoi v'zebekoi. The Gemara answers that really the brisa is actually meduyik as einuchinami. The only time that a buyer would accept a reiva kab of dirt in his product is only when he buys adoshim, and the reason is shani adoshim umiyake akrilu, that adoshim are actually pulled out of the ground, and since it's pulled out of ground together with its soil, therefore a buyer understands that there will be more soil together with lentils. However, since chitin and sa'irim are cut off the ground and they're not pulled and ripped out of the ground, therefore a buyer doesn't anticipate having so much dirt together with his barley or together with his wheat, and therefore he doesn't accept a quarter of a kav of dirt together with wheat or together with barley. The Gemara now continues that now that we just explained the actual metzias of wheat, barley, as well as beans, as to how you pick them, we now see that there is a chiluk between chitin sa'irim and adoshim, and if so, we should actually have a raya to the teretz that we gave for Rav Katina. When selling grains, a buyer would not accept a reiva kav of dirt or of soil, and if it would have a reiva kav, then the seller could claim it's a mekach tais, as the Gemara now states, el taim da adoshim lemiaka akrilu. And since you just explained that the way that the process adoshim was by ripping them out of the ground, and therefore they retain the soil on the adoshim, and therefore a buyer accepts more soil, so it's muchach avochitu sari loi, then when a buyer is purchasing wheat or barley, then certainly he would not want to accept that much dirt, and he wouldn't accept a reiva kav per sa of dirt or of soil. Therefore, as Rashbam points out, tifshe mehas yul devrecha sheyisim etaretz afreiris pachas mireiva dem isa duha din lechiti usari, that if it would be true that a buyer would accept even a reiva kav benegei wheat and barley, so listi reiva afreiris bechitin v'anoa mina koshkin ba'adoshim, so then the brisa should have stated that a person would even accept a reiva kav of dirt and of soil together with wheat, and we would say that if a person accepts even a reiva kav with wheat, where you don't pull wheat out of the ground, and therefore there generally is not so much soil together with chitin, then certainly a person would accept at least a quarter of a kav together with adoshim. And as the Gemara states, tifshimino chitin v'sari dafreiris lo mekabel, that certainly we should be able to bring a raya from the brisa that when a buyer purchases wheat or barley, then they wouldn't accept a quarter of a kav of dirt or of soil together with the purchase of the wheat and a barley. The Gemara continues that really from this brisa, you would not be able to bring a raya to the teretz that we brought from the brisa of Rav Katina. Potentially we could say that really a buyer would accept even a quarter of a kav of dirt or of soil together with their purchase of wheat and barley. And as the Gemara states, really when a buyer buys wheat or barley, he would be mekabel a quarter of a kav of dirt and of soil. And even so, the brisa speaks about dirt when speaking about adoshim, as adoshim istruchle, as there's a chiddush that the brisa is trying to teach us regarding adoshim, as the salkadei techamina kivne meaka akrilhu yosim rei v'nami lekabel kamash one, as one may have thought that since it's normal to have dirt together with adoshim, as a buyer understands that the way that you actually process adoshim is by ripping it out of the ground, and therefore certainly it'll be a lot of dirt that attaches to those adoshim, and one may have thought that a buyer would even accept upon himself even more than a reiva kav per saw of dirt together with adoshim. Kamash one, the brisa teaches us that even regarding adoshim, all that a person accepts of dirt and of soil is only up to a reiva kav per saw and not more. But in chinami, the same din would apply to chitin and sarim, and we don't necessarily have a raya to the teretz that we tried to give to Rav Katina. And before we continue, let's point out that we mentioned the member of Rav Bachia Kutusva Mishmei de Rabba that a bayer tzura megrena shechaveri nicely dmei chitin. And Rashbam explained it is based on dina de gami, and Ayin and Taisis who would explain the Gemara a bit differently, and Ayin on the side of Gemara in the Gilin Hashas from Rabbi Kvega that he states kashli hamer de shmeitzu Rabba who save the baba kama that save shereisu shechaveri pata, and he doesn't hold of the concept of dina de gami. And Rabbi Kvega states umahai taima hutzuchu Taisis beemes lechalek veleis lekushish mashah Ayin sham. However, keep in mind that when we learned the Gemara, we actually brought another girsa, that the girsa was ha'amr Rav Bachia katusfa mishmei du Rav. Rav was the one that stated haber tzura megrani shechaveri, and they explained that the printer made a mistake, as it said mishmei du Rav haber, and they placed the hay together with Rav instead of having the hay be together with the word ber ayin sham, and that would be a very simple way of explaining the sheet of the Rashbam, that he explains that the the reason why the person is chayiv is because of din negami and in chenami. Although Rabbi doesn't hold din negami, but Rav holds like Rav Meir that don't din negami. The Gemara continues. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna states in the case of a Mishnah where Reuven sold grain to Shimon and Shimon generally would accept upon himself a roiva kav of impurities per saw. However, if the buyer decides to go and sift the actual grain that he's buying and then he finds that it actually contains more than a roiva kav per saw, then the buyer could go and sift all the grain. Not only would the buyer be able to return the amount of impure grain that is above a quarter of a kav per saw, but at this point he would be able to even return the entire quarter of a kav per saw as well. And Shimon would be able to tell Reuven, I only want to take good grain, I don't want to have any impurities at all. And the Gemara continues, Amri lo dina v'amri lo knasa, that some explain that the reason for Rav Huna is based on a din, and some explain that it's based on a knas. The Gemara continues to explain, Amri lo dina, that those that explain that it's based on halacha, because mandiyav zuzi apiris shapiriyav, that generally when Shimon is buying paris, he wants to get perfect paris, and he doesn't want to take any impurities. However, v'reiva leiv tarach inish, that generally a buyer is not going to be matriach himself to go and sift each saw of grain in order to take out the small amount of impurities, and therefore it's as if Shimon was meichel an amount of impurities that equals a quarter of a kav per saw. However, yesim reiva tarach inish, if he would know that it would actually have more than a kav per saw of impurities, then certainly a person would matriach himself and make sure to sift all of it and make sure that he's only getting good payers. And the keeping the tarach pekulei, once a buyer decides that he wants to be matriach, then he doesn't mind being matriach and sifting and inspecting all of the grain that he's buying from the seller. As Rashbam states, Amar Rav Huna in bo lekech lahakpid b'tnefes, that if there is a buyer that is makpid on impurities, and the reason why he's makpid is because he looks at the grain and he sees that it seems that there's too many impurities in this grain. And as Rashbam continues, the nir be'inu sheish b'tnefes yisim reiva ubo lekech lanapaisa ladas im yishim yisim reiva v'nimsa b'yaisa then menapes kulan v'yachsa l'amecha chitin kenegdan imois, then the seller will be responsible to exchange the impurities for good grain or to give him back money. The seller can't tell the buyer that you already accepted a quarter of a kav per saw and I don't have to make an exchange of that amount, and all I would have to exchange is only the amount that's more than a quarter of a kav per saw. And if he's the side of the Gemara, then really a buyer doesn't want to be meichel at all, except the seller tells the buyer that I'm telling you that I'm giving you good payers, and if you want to check it out, then you have to be matriach and you have to sift all of the grain and you have to prove how much the neifis are in there, and then I'll take off of the price. And generally a buyer would not want to be matriach, as the Rashbam states that yosetzchari b'afsedoi, since all you generally have is a quarter of a kav per saw, therefore it's not generally worth the buyer's time to go and sift all of the grain. But once he does decide to go and sift it and he sifts all of the grain, then certainly the buyer was not meichel, and therefore the seller has to pay him back for any impurities or he has to make an exchange. The Rashbam states v'kiven the hiskel treach tereach u'minapes kulay the davar kalhu ligma hanipui ma'achash hiskel, as once he started the process, then it's easy to complete v'hilkach le'machel, and therefore the buyer is not meichel at all. U'miyu hechad leka el reiva, but if the grain that Reuven sold to Shimon had less than a quarter of a kav per saw of impurities, then in bolu napay sarei butle daitai. So in that case, if Shimon decides to go and sift the wheat and he finds that there's actually impurities, then lemaisa butle daitai, and the seller would be potter. The Gemara continues with another explanation to the dinner of Huna, who stayed in bolu napay minapes kulay, and the Gemara states for amri lo knasa, and some say that's based on a knas roiv shchiach yoseli shchiach ve'ihu the arav ve'kivin the arav kansu rabbanim bekulay. Lemaisa the rabbanim understood that b'metzias it's very normal to have up to a quarter of a kav impurities per saw, and therefore if all the impurities that are in this saw is only that amount, then certainly Reuven wasn't trying to cheat Shimon, and this is the way this was picked from the ground, and therefore they didn't knas Reuven and didn't require him to return any money to Shimon. However, if we find that there's actually more than a quarter of a kav of impurities per saw, then the Rabbanan felt that since it's not normal, therefore it was very likely that the reason why there was so many impurities is because Reuven was trying to cheat Shimon, and he actually added in impurities into the tour that he was trying to sell Shimon, and because Reuven was trying to cheat Shimon, therefore the Rabbanan made a knas, and they said that now that Reuven has to return the amount that's above a quarter of a kav per saw, so we require Reuven to either exchange the impurities and give him good wheat, or to give Shimon the difference in money that he owes to Shimon. The Rashbam points out that according to the Tzad, that Amri lo knasa, that the minadin afilu tfei mireva machal inish, that really a person would even be meichel more than a quarter of a kav per saw, as long as because Reuven wasn't the one that added in and wasn't the one that was trying to cheat Shimon. Rashbam therefore states the nafkamina, and the nafkamina between these two svaras is the yadina and bei loy arav, that if we know for certain that Reuven did not add in the impurities, afilu tfei mireva hav michila v'kana lakech, then certainly the rabbanim would not make a knas against Reuven, and therefore Shimon would be koina all of the tefua, and he would not be able to make a claim against Reuven. However, if the first sad that amri ladina, then really Shimon is not meichel any amount of impurities, and just generally a techa for him to go and sift the grain. But the maisa, if he goes and sifts the grain, then even if Reuven did not actually place the impurities in the grain, but the maisa, Shimon was never meichel any amount of impurities, and therefore he would have a claim against Reuven. And as Rashbam states, v'hainu de'ika bein dina leknasa, and this is the nafkamina between if we say it's based on din or based on a knas. And Ridvar who states pirish for nafkamina lemelef menela alma the idina yafinon or the knasa who miknasa leyafinon, we can't learn from knasais v'inami nafkamina lagbuy bebavol, and not nafkamina would be if you could go and collect this in bavol, as we know that we're not magbina knasais in bavol ayin sham. Gemara now continues simin kol trei shtari deroven barav nachman oino bekablenusa, and this refers to six different shaylas that the Gemara will now bring, which will either bring rayas to Rav Huna or will be questions on the dinner Rav Huna just mentioned. Keep in mind that the Rashbam will explain that some of these rayas and these questions will only be on the tzad that the dinner Rav Huna was stated based on a din, and some shaylas will only be based on the tzad that the dinner Rav Huna was based on a knas. Certainly keep in mind that lefi zeh there's another nafkamina as to the difference between if it's a din or knas, as these shaylas would be only relevant for one of these taimim and not necessarily for the other tam of Rav Huna. Gemara begins with the first simon, which is the word kol, and this is referring to Mishnah in Mesechtes Klayim. The Gemara states, Meisvei, I'll ask you a question on the Shita Rav Huna from Mishnah Mesechtes Klayim, as the Mishnah states, kol so sheish b'reiva mimin achar yimayit, that if Reuven is about to plant a saw of seeds, or he already planted a saw of seeds, but they were not yet nishrash, and they didn't yet take root, and he realized that amongst the saw of seeds, he has a quarter of a kav of a different type of seeds, there's now a potential that he could have an issue of kilei zrayim. The Mishnah tells us that before he goes and plants all these seeds, he has to make sure that he's memayit the amount of seeds, and he has to remove some of the seeds, and now that he took them out, it'll be less than a quarter of a kav per saw, and there won't be an issue of kilei zrayim, even though he'll go and plant them, as kilei zrayim is only going to be relevant if there's a quarter of a kav per saw of a different type of seed. The Gemara now asks this question on Rav Huna, Savru, that the Gemara thought the Reva de Klayim ki yesim Reva de Hacha, that the same dinim that apply to the case where a person has a quarter of a kav per saw of Klayim would be exactly the same din where a person sells more than a quarter of a kav of impurities per saw when dealing with Mekach Memka, the Katani Yemait, and the Mishnah Mesechtes Klayim just tells us that you have to remove some of the seeds, but you don't have to remove all the seeds, and even though you already hit that point where it's considered Klayim, we don't make you take out all the seeds. Therefore, similarly in our Mishnah, even though Reuven sold to Shimon more than a quarter of a kav of impurities per saw, Reuven should still not have to replace all of the bir tefuah that he gave to Shimon, and all that he should have to do is make sure that he brings down the amount to less than the percentage of a quarter of a kav per saw. Once he does that, that should be enough, and l'chayit is against Rav Huna, as Rav Huna stated that once we see that he actually gave more than a quarter of a kav per saw, then menapes kuloi. Rav Huna teaches us that Reuven would have to replace all of the bir tefuah, and l'chayit is not like the Mishnah Mesechtes Klayim. Ayin Rashbam who points out v'ktoni yemayit, and the Mishnah tells us that all you have to do is take away the amount of seeds that would make it less than the shira. V'yamidin l'ashira batal d'hainu pachas mireva v'af agav the issa klayim chamu, and even though the issa klayim is an issa d'raisa and it's very chamur, she'ein bezin yechoyin lafkir issa, as bezin can't remove this issa, afilu l'ach l'mechmirimei l'meima d'kimin tarach l'trach b'kulu n'afayt sekulay, and even so the Rabbanan did not say that once you're already being matriach to take away some of the seeds, so you should now go and sift through all of the seeds and take away all of the seeds. Therefore, kolshkin gabi mechira de kill, that certainly been engaged transactions where it's much more kal, as bezin always has the koyach of hefka bezin hefka, the havel meima yamit, v'yamidenu al shir habatol d'hain reva. Therefore, certainly bezin should only say that Reuven only has to replace some of the impurities and make sure that the impurities aren't more than a reva kar pusa, and that should suffice. We see against Rav Huna that stated in Bolan Napis Minapes Kulai. Rashbam continues, V'afagad apir shapiri yav in zuze v'tfei mireva ovid etarnach b'kulei v'lei machal v'afilu hachi kivin de v'machal inish b'tvei merevin nami yamidenu areva v'lo yinapes kulay v'kasher of huna the amu menapes kulay ayin sham. And Rashbam continues and points out umiu having matzal terutzei that really the Gemara could have given a teretz like dummy tam the tenefes le tam the klayim kolkach that you lemaisa can't compare the din of tenefes the din b'negay impurities to the din of klayim the hasam b'mechilu tali milsa as b'negay impurities is based on mechila the reva machal inish mishum tircha avu yisim reva le machal inish afilu peichel reva shavai the nakalay letrech b'kulim ach shemaschal. Therefore, really the Gemara could have given a teretz and the Gemara could have been mechalei between the dinim of mechila and the dinim of issa elod that if minakum etaretzlei but the ma'ase the Gemara has a better teretz as we will see in a moment. Gemara answers loy reva the klayim ki reva the hachadami. Really, the dinim b'negei klayim are exactly the same as b'negei mekach memka, and just like b'negei mekach memka, a buyer would accept a quarter of a kav per saw. So therefore, b'negei klayim, even if a person is planting a reva kav per saw of other zera, then it would not make a klayim. And really, the Mishnah Masechtas klayim, there was no issa deraisa of klayim at all. And the Gemara therefore asks, ihachi amayimayit, that if it's true that b'negei klayim, that even if you have a reva kav per saw of other seeds that's not considered klayim, then why would you have to be mayit at all? And why can't you just go and plant all these seeds together? And even though you have a quarter of a kav per saw of other seeds, that would not be a problem of klayim. And the Gemara explains mishum chumra klayim, that the only reason why the Mishnah tells us that you have to be mayit is based on a chumra of klayim. And as Rashbam states, two lines from the bottom of the amid, kurev de hachidami, the shneim b'teilum in adin, v'hilkuch dai b'miut, da afilum miut lo have a tzarech, that really you shouldn't have to be mayit at all. Da batal because lemais it's batal midraisa el chumra ba'alma who can farish for ozol avu yis merev de klayim emelcha shem batal mayit mayit is kulay. But maybe in a chenami, if you would have more than a quarter of a kav per saw of other seeds, then since it's already in a position that would be klayim, then you actually have to pick out all of the seeds, and you wouldn't be able to leave any seeds together with the other seeds, and that would be a similar din to Rav Huna. That in the case of Mekach HaMamka, once Reuven sells to Shimon more than a quarter of a kav of impurities per saw, then Reuven would have to be mayit kulay, and he would have to remove all the impurities, and he'd have to replace all of those peiris. Gemara continues that ihachi, if you're telling me that midiraisa there is no issue of planting up to a full quarter of a kav per saw of other seeds, we continue on daf tzadik dal on beis, but ema seifa, let us see the seifa of that mishnah meseches klayim. As Rabbi Yisi ema yavro, Rabbi Yisi holds that although you only have a quarter of a kav per saw of other seeds, then you still have to sift all of the seeds, and you have to make sure to remove all of the seeds that are not the same. And therefore, the Gemara is that I am a bishlema ki yosim reva tenefes dami. The bishlema, if you will tell me, benegei klayim, when someone has a quarter of a kav per saw of other seeds, then that is similar to a person that sells more than a quarter of a kav per saw of inferior produce, and therefore it is an issa deraisa, and really meikadin, you have to already be mayit the amount of other seed that you planted together with these seeds. If so, we can understand the machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yisi at Baha Kamifli, and this is the machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yisi. Tanakam is sovel leikansina teiratu isura, the Tanakam holds that although meduraisa, there's already an issa, as you're already planting a quarter of a kav per saw of other types of seeds. The ma'aser the rabbanon only require that you remove the amount of seeds that are more than the allowable amount. The rabbanon did not make a knas that you have to remove all the other seeds, and as long as you no longer have an issa deraisa, then there was no problem of planting these seeds, and even though it's mixed together with other seeds. Rabbi Yisi Sovek Kansinon, and Rabbi Yisi on the other hand holds that rabbanon made a knas, and they said that since at this point on a deraisidic level you already have to remove some of these seeds in order to make sure that's less than a quarter of a kav per saw, so therefore we required that you sift the whole amount of seeds and you make sure to remove all the other seeds. However, the Gemara is Ali Amik Kareva Dami, but according to your teretz that you're telling me, really b'negei klayim, there is no issa deraisa of planting a quarter of a kav per saw of other seeds, even though we said that there's a chum b'negei klayim that we want to make sure that you don't even have a quarter of a kav per saw. But l'maisa mayover, why would Rabbi Yisi argue in Tanakama and say you have to remove all of the seeds? L'chira, you weren't over any issa deraisa, and if so, why would we knas the person and require that he removes all of the seeds? And why would Rabbi Yisi say that you have to sift all of the seeds? The Gemara answers, Hasam hayon time Rabbi Yisi mishun mechse kim mekayim klayim that ein chenami, although you weren't over an issa deraisa, but since midrabbanan we required you to start removing some of the seeds in order to make sure that it's less than a quarter of a kav per saw, when people see that you're leaving some other seeds together with the seeds that you're about to plant, then people will start start thinking that since we require that you have to take out some of the seeds, so we see that there was a problem of klayim, and now that you go and plant the rest of the seeds, and you include some of these other seeds, then it would look like you're actually planting klayim. And as Rashbam states, Mishum nemechzer kum klayim klayim, ma'achashim maschal mayit u'menich mitzasan, u'mechzer ki'ilu matloi sambiyadayim v'zerim miskavin. Rashbam continues that even though I explained previously that we're talking about a case where Reuven already planted these seeds, and they just were nishrash, zok Rashbam v'ikra nizru b'kaka, and even if you already planted all the seeds in the kaka, u'bir k'tas, v'shay k'tas, and then you remove some, and you leave some, nirukim m'kayim b'kaka klayim, it looks like you're being m'kayim klayim in this kaka. People will think that you're being oivan istad raisa of being m'kayim klayim, v'nafkala mikra b'moye katan v'teres kainim d'leika, and we know that in moye katan and in teres kainim, we learn out from a pasuk that someone that is m'kayim klayim is chayim malkis. Let's keep in mind, as Rashbam points out, that some are goyis in our Gemara, toshma misefa, and the Gemara actually wants to bring a raya from the sefer to the dinner of Huna, as it must be by the fact that Rabbi Yossi said yavar, raiva of klayim is ki yosim raiva of mekach memkar. We see that Rabbi Yossi holds the Rav Huna that in bolin apa is min apa is kulon, and we know that we pass on Rabbi Yossi as Rabbi Yossi nemukre imoy, and therefore the Gemara had a raya to Rav Huna, and the Gemara answers that it's not necessarily a raya, as it could be that Rabbi Yossi holds that it's only the dinner of Bonon, and even so he requires you to remove all of the seeds mishum de mechzik kimikayim klayim, and it is based on a chumra and klayim which would not necessarily pertain to regular mekach memka. Quite possibly Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like the dinner of Huna, and benegei mekach memka he would not agree that in bolin apis min apis kulon, and therefore from this mishnah mesechtes klayim we can't bring a raya against Rav Huna, and we also can't bring a raya for Rav Huna. Keep in mind that when we learned this din benegei klayim, we learned it based on Rashbam mediba maskel kolsa. The Rashbam explains that either our Gemara is talking about a case where Reuven did not yet plant these seeds, and the Rashbam states kolsot fuashish bereva kav mimenacher yimayit loy lehavi reva v'achin yizreno v'chein pirush rabbeinu chananel inami nizru al shle nishu shuadai yimayit. Or we're talking about a case where Reuven already planted all these seeds, however they did not take root yet. However, the Rashbam states avlam nishu shu ein lam oitakona shekvan nesu bashrasha and ayin taitzi divu maschel soshish bereva yimayit. We argue on the Rashbam ayin shom. And also before continuing, let's just point out that when the Gemara originally asked a question on Rav Huna from this Mishnah Maseches Klayim, the Rashbam states Meisvei Alishta Kamer Da Amrli Dina Kaparach V'Lei Aknasa, that this question of the Gemara is only relevant if we learn that the din of Rav Huna is based on a din and not based on a knas. The Gemara will now continue with its second question on the din of Rav Huna, and the Rashbam points out that this question will dafka be according to the lashon that the reason for Rav Huna is based on a knas, and as Rashbam states Alishta Aknasa Parach Shma Mino Loi Kansina Meisa, and we will bring a raya from a Mishnah that we don't knas on any extra. And in our Mishnah as well, the Rabbanim wouldn't knas Reuven to replace all the inferior and impure peiros, and instead they would just require him to make sure that there wasn't more than a reiva kav for every saw. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, bring a raya from a Mishnah Maseches Bava Metzia, and this is the second of the simonim, and the simon for this is trei, as the Mishnah starts with the word shnayim, and the Mishnah says shnayim shefkidu eitz lechad zem mona v'zem masayim zem oim masayim shali v'zem oim masayim shali neisel zem mona l'zem mona v'ashay emunach ashev el yo. That Tanakam in the Mishnah states that if Reuven and Shimon both took money and they placed it by Levi for safekeeping, one of them originally gave Levi $100 and one of them gave Levi $200, Maisa neither of them put it in an envelope and neither of them marked it very well, therefore Levi was responsible to remember which one gave him $100 and which one gave him $200, and meanwhile, when they come to collect their money, both Reuven and Shimon claim that they left $200 by Levi. And Tanakama says that since both of them surely has $100 by Levi, therefore Levi has to give $100 to Reuven and $100 to Shimon. And since they're fighting over the last $100, so the din is that $100 is Yehimunach HaShiyavi Elio. The Gemara's question is that we see from the Mishnah that even though that last $100 we actually do not give back, but we don't knas them regarding the other $100, and the initial $100 we give back to Reuven and to Shimon, and l'chayr l'fir of Huna, the same thing should apply, that we should not knas Reuven. Reuven should only have to replace for Shimon that amount of impurities that are more than a roiva kav per saw. And the Gemara explains that, of course, there's a chilah between the case of our Mishnah and the case in the Mishnah Maseches Bava Metzia, as hachi hashda haslam vadim moni lamar u'moni lamar hacha miyema delav kulei Reuven Ariv. That certainly in the case of Maseches Bava Metzia, certainly $100 belongs to Reuven and $100 belongs to Shimon, and therefore the Rabbanan hold that that at least on the $100 that certainly belongs to each one, we definitely should give that back. However, over here, where the whole tzad is that potentially Reuven was cheating Shimon and Reuven actually added in all of these impurities, therefore, once we say that Reuven has to return some of the impurities, then we'd say that we knas him on all of them, and therefore we require Reuven to replace all of the bad tefuah and all the impure tefuah that he gave to Shimon. And as Rashbam states, miyem adlav kule, the kiv de reglein ledova de ir by bidayim, as since it clearly seems that Reuven added in some impure items, the ikka yosim reva, ikka lameim de kule arv, then we have to be choshish that maybe he actually added in all of the impurities, and therefore we require Reuven to replace all of the impure tefuah that he tried to give to Shimon. And the Gemara now continues, tashma misefa, let us now bring a raya to the Svar Rav Huna from the Seifa of that Mishnah in Masechta Bava Metzia, as Rabbi Yisi argued in the Tanakama, and he yelled, if you're going to give back $100 to both Reuven and Shimon, then whoever is lying actually didn't lose out, and therefore Levi should not give back any money to Reuven or to Shimon, and hopefully one of them will actually admit that they were lying in order that they should at least get back the $100. And L'chaya from the Din of Rabbi Yisi, we should have a raya to the Din of Rav Huna, that just like the Rabbanan made a knas in that case, and we said, so over here also, we should make a knas, and we should require Reuven to replace all of the bad tefuah that he gave to Shimon, and L'chaya, that should be a raya to Rav Huna, stated in Bala Napes Minapes Kulai. Once again, L'chaya, the Gemara's question is, that since we pass like Rabbi Yisi, because Nemukri Imai, from Rabbi Yisi, we should be able to bring a raya to Rav Huna, and the Gemara explains, Hachi Hashta, once again, we can't compare the case of our Mishnah to the case of the Mishnah Masechet Bava Metzia, as Hasam Vada Ikra Mai, Hachamiyema Daruve Arev, as over there it makes sense that we would make a knas and we would tell Levi not to return any money, as certainly over there, either Reuven or Shimon is lying, as certainly only one of them gave $100 to Levi, and therefore one of them is certainly lying, and therefore it makes sense to make a knas. And as Rabbi Yisi explained, if we don't make a knas, in came my Hisra Mai. However, in our case, although it's true that Shimon went and sifted the grain and he found that it had more than a roivak ka per sa, certainly even though it's generally not normal for there to be more than a quarter of a ka per sa of impurities, but even so, it is possible that Reuven did not cheat Shimon and this actually occurred, and even if it's true that Reuven added in some of the impurities, but it's also very possible that Reuven didn't add in all of the impurities, as it's normal for tefuah to have up to one quarter of a ka per sa of impurities, and therefore we don't have a raya for the Mishnah Masechet Bava Metzia, that in our case we would also knas Reuven, and therefore you can't bring a raya for the Mishnah Bava Metzia, not against Rav Huna and not for Rav Huna. The Gemara continues with its third raya. The Gemara will try to bring a raya to the Din of Rav Huna that we would knas Reuven, and since Reuven gave Shimon more than a reva kav per sa, then we would knas Reuven, and it would have to replace the full amount of impurities. The Gemara continues, Toshma, I'll bring you a third raya, and this raya is represented by the simon of Shtari, as the Brisa of the Gei Ribbis teaches, Shtash Yesh by Ribbis, Kainsnei Sai, Vein Agoy, Vilayis Akarim, Vilayis Ribbis, the Ramea, that if Reuven lends $100 to Shimon, and they make up that Shimon will pay back $200, and they wrote this in the Shtar, then the din is that we knas Reuven, and not only could Reuven not collect the Ribbis, but he also will not be able to collect the principal, and these are the words of Ramea. Just like over there, we knas Reuven, and he can't even collect his principal, so over here also, even though generally it's normal to have a quarter of a kav per sa, but once Reuven adds in more, then we knas him on everything, and L'chaya Rav Huna is correct, and in Balin Apis, Bin Apis Kulai, that once we find out that Reuven gave more than a quarter of a kav per sa of impurities, then Reuven has to replace all of the impurities. Once again, the Gemara says that we could be mechali between the Din of Rameya and the Din of Rav Huna, as Hachi Hashta, Hasa Mishas Ksiva, who the Ovid Leishuma, as over there, certainly Reuven was Iva on the Issa of the Sisimul of Neshech, the moment that he wrote a shtar and they included the term of ribis, and as we know that once a person writes a shtar and they include a term of ribis, they already over on the issa of ribis, and therefore it makes sense that we would knas Reuven. Not only can't Reuven collect the ribis and he can't collect the interest, but he wouldn't be able to collect the principal either. However, hacha miyema de Reuve Arev, in our case, who said Reuven tried to cheat Shimon at all, as it is possible that this group of tefuah that he sold Shimon had more impurities than normal, and it had more than reva ka per sa of impurities, but Reuven didn't even try to cheat Shimon at all, and therefore there should be no reason for the knas, and therefore although we would require Reuven to return the amount of impurities that are more than a quarter of a ka per sa, but we would not knas him, and we would not require him to return all of the impurities, and any amount of impurities that's up to a quarter of a ka per sa, that is something that Shimon would have to keep, and Shimon would be Meichel. And once again, the Gemara continues, Tashma Misefa, that at this point will try to bring a raya against Rav Huna from the Sefa of that same Braisa. It could be that is why the Simon is not Shtar, and instead the Simon is Shtari, as we actually bringing two different rayas from that Braisa. The Braisa continues that although Rav Meir said that we will knas Ruvain, however, the Chum state, Goivis Akarin, Ve'ina Goivis Aribis, that although Ruvain cannot collect the interest, but certainly Ruvain has a right to collect principal. L'chayra, just like in that case, the Chacham say that we don't knas Ruvain, so L'chayra, in the case of Rav Huna, we certainly should not knas Ruvain. And the Gemara responds, and once again, is bechalik between the Braisa and the din of Rav Huna, as Hachi Hashta, Hosam Vade Kanada Terihu, has been the Geir Shtar, although it's true that Ruvain tried to cheat Shimon and tried to charge him interest, however, L'maisa, certainly Shimon owes him the original money, and he owes him the principal, and therefore it makes sense that Rabbanan would not knas Ruvain, and they would allow him to collect his principal, but of course they would say that he wouldn't be able to collect his interest. However, Hacham Yema de Kulay Ruve Arev, but in our case, since Lamaisa we find something which is unusual, we found that in the amount of tefuah that Ruvain sold to Shimon, there's more than a quarter of a kav per saw of impurities, so therefore it would seem that Ruvain tried to cheat Shimon, and if Ruvain tried to cheat Shimon, it's possible that he added in all the impurities, and therefore Rav Huna may be correct, that would actually knas Ruvain, and we would require to replace all the impurities. And as Rav Huna stated in Bagel Napes, Minapes Kuloi, and up until this point, we don't have a raya for Rav Huna, and we also don't have a raya against Rav Huna, and we will stop over here.